I'm really sorry to be rushing you. And I can feel the energy and the heat of the chat coming back. And I'm really interested to hear what is being said in the groups. And we now have a live edit, so we're actually able to edit live what we're doing. But Ellen has agreed to record similarly as we have done when we were recording your top 10 here in the list. But what we will do again is we will go around the groups. But the first thing we'd like you to do is to tell us which one on the list you chose. Now, it may be a case that everybody has chosen it. Would you like 2 more minutes? Okay, 2 more minutes. We'll give you 2 more minutes and we come back. Sorry about that. Okay, 2 more minutes. Okay, right, we'll call you all together. If there are still one or two jotting down, that's okay. We might start at the far side of the room this time so that we'll give people a chance maybe to catch their breath, if that's okay. It also gives the lads a chance to walk to the other side of the room. Sorry, boys. Okay, you might tell us which on the screen you chose and then maybe what your deliberations were. Thanks. Off you go.
Okay. It's actually gone off at the moment, but it was the first one, which was about contacting our MPs and raising awareness. And what we as a diocesan group are asking, we're actually being quite challenging. We're actually calling on the NJPN Environment Group to write a template letter in time for the political conferences. It's going to be a tight timescale. It's now that people are putting their agendas together. So this letter will go to all MPs, and wait for it, we want it out by August the 15th. This deadline is really needed to influence the discussions that are taking place now. The letter should call on all political parties to confirm their commitment to the SDGs, to commit to the UK delivering on net zero, and to end investment in fossil fuels. Our group strongly feels that NJPN need to make a stand on this and work through the local groups so that no MP is left not knowing what our commitments are. Thank you.
Thank you. So leave no MP behind. I love it. Very clear. Thank you so much indeed. Go ahead there.
Well, I'm not quite sure if we've come up with a conclusion, really, apart from our original suggestion of needing to get a working group together, but we are trying to persuade the person who came up with that idea has got a very clear vision of how it should work to be an advisor to the exec on how we take that forward. We had had a practical suggestion as well about people going back to their diocese and perhaps dialoguing with their bishop to produce a pastoral letter on the SDGs.
Okay, pastoral letter on the SDGs. Okay, very concrete suggestion. Thank you. Okay, go ahead there. We have another group. Thank you so much.
Our discussion, we kind of came up with two things. And the main thing we discussed was, again, contacting MPs. And we were discussing the importance of having something really tangible and really focused, maybe focus on one of the sustainable development goals, and then getting a wide range of people to all do the same thing. And the other thing we had a discussion about was social media and the idea of clicktivism as a way to kind of advertise different aspects of social justice.
Thank you very much. That's a new word on me, clicktivism. Really good. I like it. Thanks again. These are super suggestions.
I think we cheated and kind of addressed all of them.
cheating is good.
So one of the things that we talked about was having whether it's groups that meet online, groups that meet in parishes, dioceses, wherever, that meet regularly to reflect on how are we living the sustainable development goals, both individually but also collectively. And from there to challenge the organisations that were part of our workplaces, to challenge our local government as well as national government. I actually remember a few years ago listening to John Battle, who said that Anything that you do at national government takes 30 years to really take effect, but what you do at local government will happen a lot quicker. So perhaps we also need to challenge our local councils and councillors in actually, these are the sustainable development goals, our country signed up to them, your political parties have signed up to them, we need to do this in our local area as well.
You got it all in there. Thanks very much. Go ahead, yeah.
We talked a lot about the dangers of NJPN becoming more and more of a silo, of the lack of too many people from the younger generation. And I think what our ask was that we need to really focus on formation, and especially perhaps with the hook of this election year, formation in schools and in college and university chaplaincies. And we need to do so also in conjunction with the Bishop's Conference of England and Wales. It was noted that there are no representatives from Colette just asked, and that the Social Justice, the Department of Citizenship and Responsibility, isn't it, I think, and we don't have any representatives from there. So formation and linking in with the Bishop's Conference.
Thank you, Father Dominic. These are all very hopeful suggestions. These are super. Are we next? Go ahead, thank you.
So likewise, we managed to kind of cover a few, but our main one was to engage more parishes in action, because we felt that you needed as many voices as possible in order to make a bigger difference as possible. But we also picked up on other points as a way of doing that. So to encourage within parishes to kind of use that synodal process and discussion to engage as many people as possible. So not just Justice and Peace or Pax Christi or SVP in the parish, but the whole parish. Okay. To use toolkits to take your idea that we send to parishes to enable that discussion. We didn't decide what the key issue of the discussion would be, but we have one example, which might be that you could say, these are the SDGs. In your parish, which one thing are you going to do differently to support that? And then feed that back to the centre so that you can begin to get a map of all of these things going on. And that we would use the coalitions that you've been speaking about to promote that action. Because no one organisation can get into every parish, but if multiple organisations have the key message and the key toolkit to send in, then you'll have a better chance of success. And that we should try and get the priests involved and get a sense of community to come out of the action, which could also go beyond parish boundaries and be interfaith.
Okay, you've got a lot in there. Super, thank you very much indeed. I like the mapping and the coalition, the sense of community. You're fine, go ahead.
Well, we discussed lots of things, including advocacy, working with people like the Poverty Truth Commission, who tell stories of people's experience of poverty and hardship and things like that. But the one sort of straightforward thing that we could all do is commit to writing a letter to our MP or the government, if you've already got a great MP, you know, somebody in government, whoever that might be, about what they've done and are doing to ensure that the SDGs are being met. But also to write to the opposition, to the opposition party, their prospective candidate, to say, well, what are you going to do? If you get into power, what are you going to do about fulfilling the SDGs? Yeah, the Tory government may have, you know, the present government may have signed up to them, but it's on behalf of the UK, so you still have a commitment to this. So get them to stand out, and can we get them to put this into their manifestos?
Recommit. Thank you. Very good. Thank you so much.
Ours is... is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Perfect.
Ours was very different. We focused on leave nobody behind, make sure everyone's included. And that happened because you put all those things up on the board, yeah, and two people immediately said, oh, I can't read those. So we spent time reading them, and then somebody said, actually, I can't hear it very well. We're surrounded by all sorts of other groups. And then we realised that really it's very important, whatever we decide and plan to do, everyone needs to be included. No one should be left behind.
Okay, well said. Thank you very much indeed. Have we another group?
our group were very taken by the live simply ideal, doing it on your own. But as we know, there is a brilliant CAFOD project called Live Simply, where a parish can audit itself in all sorts of aspects to do with the environment. And actually, many of them are to do with the sustainable development goals, realising it on the ground in your parish, which is a witness just for the parish community and for the wider community. So we'd very much like to see that mentioned. Lots and lots of positive things have been said. It's great to have a whole raft of things, but I think when the statement is made, we first need to acknowledge that the situation is dire. Our planet is on a precipice of shutting down soon. And I think that needs to be acknowledged, the gravity of it, the urgency with which we need to act. And the second point to emphasise is, what's special about what we offer as Christians? And I think it's the fundamental belief that we have in Jesus as the resurrection and the life. Even in the worst, destructive, darkest circumstances, we do have that beacon of light, of hope. And that's something that we as a Christian community can offer to the world.
Okay, well said. Thank you very much. Is there any group hasn't as yet had a chance to... Oh, go ahead. Thank you.
Our focus was on, in view of the timing, on the build-up to the election and around some kind of manifesto around the SDGs. So I've got five steps here. Is first of all, really drawing the link between the SDGs and Catholic social teaching, and for us to really write about that and make that commonplace and well known, and establish NGPN as a facilitator of making these come to action. Secondly, is agreeing that we're going to ask these questions, and I think point group one at the top really established that in the first place. It is asking all parties to commit to the SDG goals. And then next is to develop a resource to allow schools and parishes to do that discernment for themselves of how do the SDGs embody Catholic social teaching through listening, discerning and formation. And then as we come up to the run-up to the election, is really be tactical in the way that we approach politicians both nationally and locally to ask their commitment, what is their commitment to the SDGs. So we've justified our reason for asking the questions. NGPN is bringing together all parties, not just the bodies here, but within the Catholic Church. So they're not seen as a threat, but actually facilitator, and then moving towards the other actions.
Okay, super. Thank you very much. Is there another group? Oh, there is, of course. Anne, thank you.
We took the challenge one. I think it was the second one down. And the statement that came from this group, as we move towards a period of elections, we challenge and hold to account all our elected representatives and challenge them to communicate with integrity and truth as we hold them to account on how far they're getting with developing the sustainable development goals.
Okay, keep that piece of paper. Carolina.
Thank you. So our group came up with a pretty simple ask of each person in this conference. We want people to look beyond their personal needs, beyond their own household, and look into their community to identify the needs of this community. And we believe this to be the foundation upon which we can build, because we have heard quite a lot being said over this weekend about the SDGs, the need to hold MPs accountable to these SDGs, to come up with solutions to our local problems that conform to these SDGs. But I think in this talk we can sort of feel the SDGs being thrown around the ether, but we need to know what we are actually applying these SDGs to. What is the story behind these SDGs? What are we trying to achieve? because only then our solution can be measurable, and only then we can have a true understanding of where we are at. So this is a simple ask that anyone can start working on in the local parish. Thank you.
Thank you indeed, Carolina.
We went with, you can't dump the green agenda. Renewables, not fossil fuels, are the route to the SDGs. Therefore, we must support the SDGs. And we had one practical suggestion of financially supporting the groups that are campaigning on this issue, both as individual donations and perhaps from our parishes, to enable them to continue bring our government to account.
Thank you very much.
So,
Michael,
for our group, we felt like we kind of jumped the gun a bit with our initial statement in regards to being more oriented towards being a mission.
Yeah.
So we sort of then had to backtrack and define what that actually meant. So our suggestions were more or less being in communication more regularly as an entire network, including our members through, for example, Zoom or some other online platform. And with the goal of that allowing us to produce cohesive statements and helpful action plans for everyone, really. And then on top of that, in regards to the planning of the conference, it would be great if the planning group could provide templates to members and to guest speakers in order to kind of give suggestions of how to bring about measurable outcomes to what happens after this conference or after future conferences. And as well as that, more conference statements like this one in the future.
Okay, thank you. I think we've heard from everybody, but that's not to say we've heard absolutely everything, because we know there were more than those discussions or more than those sentences that we heard. So if I might impose on the two lads who are bringing around the microphones again, we might ask them if they wouldn't mind just collecting up those post-its for us in case people disappear out of the room and we don't harvest everything, if that's okay. What sounds like is happening is we can actually feel the emergence of a statement. It's beginning to take a shape around urgent and challenge and living simply and sustainability and challenging everyone locally and nationally. These were words we kind of put together just before we heard the second round, which has inspired further. So that's not to say that we're ready, but we can feel something coming together. But what's been super helpful is that there has been a set of actions that will support this statement that are actually doable by us and by members and by our networks. All we have to do now is to operationalise them, which means recording those, trying to lay out a plan for how we go about encouraging people to take part, which might mean maybe reaching out to some of you or others in your network to say, can we have somebody with an expertise around drafting a letter? Because as some people have said, we need to do it now. We need to get stuck in. We want this by the 15th of August, was one particular group. So we have a lot of asks, but some of them are not as urgent. Like, to develop a toolkit can be done after the August 15th letter, if you know what I mean. So there are lots of really good suggestions, but it would be super if we were able to come back here next year and say, you know, at the end of the last conference, we kind of created or we showed, we gave a message of what we wanted and what we needed and what we hoped for in the coming year. And in order to back up that statement, we were prepared to do it with a body of work that we have set and prescribed for ourselves, and that we have done some of these, so that when we come back together next year, we can look at that message and say, well, how well have we gone about what we are doing? And to take Michael's work, that we have set out for ourselves a mission over the coming year to live up to the promise that this particular conference has enabled us to pull together so that we can deliver in action what we have promised in words this morning. So that's the message I hope will come out of this very hopeful conference. So when I said last Friday, could it be possible that a conversation about hope can be hopeful in and of itself? I think you've all answered that question perfectly. So now that we've had everything with regard to that session, we have finished bang on 12 o'clock. And I'm going to hand over to Barbara, who's going to take us through the next part, which is the liturgy, so that we will be there in time for lunch. But I think Anne might want to make an announcement or two beforehand. So thank you so much for your kind patience and help this morning.